A Kentucky National Guard member was among those surprised by President Trump's order, saying transgender persons could no longer serve in the U.S. military. Jacob Eliezer works as a therapist in Lexington and has been a member of the Guard for 11 years. He was on his way to work Wednesday when he got the word.
I was getting a lot of alerts and messages on my phone, and I was like, this is kind of unusual. So I looked at my phone, and somebody had shared the actual tweet, and I thought it was a hoax at first, to be honest, and then I was like, this can't be real.
Transgender persons have been able to serve openly in the military since 2016. Since the president's tweets, Eliezer has heard nothing from his commanding officers.
And that's not particularly surprising. I don't think that they would reach out to contact me for anything until their superiors have reached out and contacted them. And so from what I understand at this point, nothing's really come down through the chain of command.
The National Guard captain plans to report for duty as planned this weekend. Eliezer was a guest on this week's Eastern Standard. For WEKU, I'm John Hingsbergen.